USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
According to officials, at least seven people were killed in Russian airstrikes on the western city of Lviv, a city that's been considered a place of safety for those fleeing other parts of the country. That word comes as Russia reportedly begun its offensive in eastern Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Russia has beefed up its resources and reinforced its tactical groups.
We can't say specifically where all these battalions, these tactical groups are going, but we have seen over the last few days that they've added now more than 10 to what they already had there in that part of the country.
The Kremlin has said its main goal is to capture the Donbas region, that after failing to capture Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv. Wall Street closed slightly lower coming off the holiday. The Dow down 39.5 points. The Nasdaq losing 19. The S&P 500 was essentially flat. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Police in South Carolina have arrested a second suspect in connection to a shooting that took place at a mall over the weekend. Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook says Marquise Love Robinson is facing several charges.
He's charged with 9 counts of assault and battery of a high and aggravated nature, attempted murder, unlawful carry of a handgun. He's housed in the Lexington County Detention Center. A bond hearing is scheduled for tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m.
The first suspect, Jawayne Price, will face more charges, and a warrant has been issued for a third suspect. 15 people were injured in the shooting, which Holbrook says was not random. The TSA is no longer enforcing the mask mandate for travel after a federal judge in Florida struck down the directive. An official with the Biden administration says they are reviewing the decision and are considering next possible steps. Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell ruled that the CDC exceeded its authority with the mandate for planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Sensors on a Florida amusement park ride were adjusted manually to double the size of the opening for restraints on two seats. That's according to an initial report into what caused the teenager to fall to his death. The report commissioned was by the state's agriculture department. Nikki Fried is Florida's agriculture commissioner.
These misadjustments allow the safety lights to illuminate, improperly satisfying the ride's electronic safety mechanisms that allowed the ride to operate.
The victim, 14-year-old Tyree Sampson, was more than 300 pounds when he slipped from the restraint, which could have expanded from the extra weight. A settlement has been reached between a school in the Midwest and a professor who did not want to use a student's preferred pronouns, citing his Christian faith.
Shawnee State University in Ohio will pay $400,000 in damages and attorney fees for punishing philosophy professor Nick Merriweather after he declined a transgender student's demand to be referred to as a female. Speaking on Fox News, the professor says the university violated his rights.
And initially the administration was willing to go along with that, but then the administration changed course and demanded that I defer to the ideology, that I refer to the student as a female, and I simply could not do that. I thought it was an egregious assault on my freedom of speech and my religious beliefs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.